Can you address the, quote, poor man's issue and quality control of measures of these?
I couldn't agree more that you could possibly recapitulate or get the same results by reliably doing ER, PR, grading, and maybe Key 67. But the operative word is reliably. And all of these assays are notoriously difficult, and there's great variation, perhaps less for ER and PR, but certainly for grading and for Key 67. But you could very well get the same kind of result if you just sent all these specimens to one laboratory and just had them do IHC grading and Key 67 by a competent group, and you might very well get the same result.
But again, to be provocative, if you were to do the ER, PGR, Ki67 by RT-PCR in Matthew's lab, surely you could come up with your own at considerably less cost.
Paul?
Well, I just wanted to ask Joe, along the lines of these discussions, and it's to do with grade that I want to ask you, my understanding is that grade is incorporated in the signature, but that there was intern intra-observer variation in the original assessment of grade when the score was built. So there's some published data that I've seen where you see pathologists calling it grade 1 versus grade 3 and vice versa. It's not a lot of cases, but it's enough to really influence the scoring system. So again, in-house, in our place, our investigators and pathologists continue to argue that this is basically a test to eliminate sloppy pathology reporting in community oncology settings, whereas in a very high-quality pathology setting, the score doesn't add that much to the parameters we've been discussing. What do you think about that?
I think that may very well be true, and the trial may actually, although I hadn't thought of that before, could provide the opportunity to test that hypothesis by looking at the local versus central determination of some of those factors in academic centers versus community centers.
Mark?
The promise that Oncotype DX brings to the field is the application of the multiplex PCR technology. It's just the first step. It's just a 21-gene set. It happens to be the proof of principle gene set for the technology. This is probably in the future going to be the least important gene set to look at in breast cancer, and more likely we'll be looking at, for example, in last week's New England Journal, 186 gene set that's a marker of stem cell populations, for example, and its impact on prognosis. So there will likely be suites of genes that are predictive for response to individual targeted agents or cytotoxic agents that will turn out to trump anything that we get from the current generation of multiplex PCR, and I think that's where the field needs to move.
Well, that's exactly the point, and that's why a co-primary objective of the trial is to collect these tissues and to collect peripheral blood specimens to allow us to evaluate other diagnostic tests as a technology emerges in the next 5 to 10 years.
Then that will probably be the major contribution of that trial in that case. That's
Matt,
my prediction.